Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and your anti-financial advisor. Welcome you once again to this wonderful show, a show that's about you. We're here to help you because this is not about saving 30 or 40 years for someday, some sort of retirement or something like that, right? This is about how you create cash flow and freedom today, how you can work because you want to, not because you have to, because you guys work hard, and why not get your money working harder for you than you have to work so stinking hard for that money? So I'm welcoming you to the show. Congratulations. I love that you're on. Thank you for those that are joining us over and over again. And I appreciate those of you that have been sharing the show. This show keeps expanding and growing, and I'm very grateful for the influence that you guys have offered me, allowing me to share my gifts with the rest of you. Here's a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's a great free ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. Yes, you heard it right. I'm kind of slapping Dave Ramsey in the face. But definitely some of the greatest ways I've helped my own clients free up anywhere from about $34,000 on average. So anyways, check it out. Awesome stuff. And I'll tell you, and that's not even talking about the stuff we do with passive income like we talk about in the show. So great stuff on there. Go to moneyripples.com to check that out. So today I was thinking about this kind of inspired me a few days ago when I was working with a client. We had a client where, it was a pretty simple cash flow process that we're working on. We're looking to free up some cash, getting them to a place to start to, invest and get some passive income. And so we were looking for ways to stop getting them from, being more paycheck to paycheck to creating a little bit more freedom. And so it was pretty foundational for me from a strategy standpoint. It wasn't too difficult. Like it was something within about a couple meetings, we were able to establish. Now it's just a waiting game of, doing things like refinancing mortgages and things like that. And so I knew we had another meeting still in our consulting program. And so I said, next time let's talk about how to increase more money. Like, not just passive income, but let's see about ways to increase your income some more. And that's kind of thing that I see as like the hidden money maker. Because I told her, it's like, okay, you're starting up a new business, which is great. The wife had been, working, they both work, but she has a new business she's trying to launch. And I said, I'm not the type of person. I like to do a lot of like heavy business consulting type stuff. That's not my thing. I'm much more brilliant and genius in the financial strategy part. But I'm like, hey, there's some things we could do to at least shorten the curve, be able to become profitable and start to make some more money, especially from a place of marketing and from a place of understanding her own genius. Because that's something that I do have a lot really big passion for, is how to monetize that divine genius, as you've probably heard me say on the show before. And so there's some questions I asked, but just to kind of tell you why this is so important is that, a lot of people come to me saying, okay, Chris, like, how do I take whatever bit of money I have, whether it be a great amount or even a small amount, and how do I create passive income with this, right? And everybody wants passive income. They want to be able to make money without having to think about it. And I don't blame you one bit. I do too. So that's great. You should do that. But, sometimes the biggest money to be made is often not in those areas. It's not from throwing your money at somebody else to work in their genius. It's figuring out what your genius is. And so the biggest hidden moneymaker I see for people is usually your own gifts. The talents that you bring to the table that maybe you don't know. And if you think about like in the Bible, there's a scripture in the New Testament that talks about, don't hide your candle under a bushel. That a candle is essentially the light's meant to be shown. It's meant to be shown from the hillside, right? You're not supposed to be hiding those talents. You're not supposed to be hiding your gifts from the world. And really, like, the question for you is, how can you bring greatness into this world, even if it's just for one person? It doesn't have to be on a mass worldwide scale. When I say for the world, it might be for a small handful of people that you are able to serve and help. Because if you think about it, dollars follow value. If you really come down to the real crux of any economy, any personal ability to create income, it's about how you create value for other people. What are you doing to add value, to serve them, to solve problems for them? And that's the real crux of what creates massive financial success, is that you got to figure out where are those gifts, right? What are those gifts that maybe you've been hiding away? You know, maybe you just don't know how to express it or how to use it in a way that serves people. You know, and I think about, you know, back in the recession, you know, when I was going through my really tough time and I was over $1 million in debt and struggling, I remember just thinking, okay, there's got to be a purpose for what I'm going through. There has to be a purpose. You know, yeah, I was able to retire once, but now I felt like I was a failure because I was right back into the rat race after getting out of the rat race. But I remember thinking, okay, there's got to be something I can learn, and not just for me, it could be something that could help somebody else. And if this only helps just one person, to provide hope for them, to be able to help them to get through some challenging times, or to help them get creative and resourceful with their money, that would be worth it. You know, and so I would try to hold on to that thought, that idea that, you know, what I was going through, those experiences would help somebody someday. And you know what? Well, you guys are evidence of that, because it's magnified way beyond one person. It's gone to, I mean, really, people have heard my voice have been in the numbers of hundreds of thousands. And that's the thing I love, is that, you know, even if somebody doesn't even remember my name, if they just remember some of the ideas that I taught that allowed them to really like have hope, to help them push forward a little bit more, that allows them to say, hey, I could do that. You know, just like when I went to speak at an event for a small, you know, a business coach one time, I remember when I got done with that event, just shared some of my little cash flow tips. Again, nothing about passive income, just about freeing up money. And the guy's like, I just found $2,000 a month. This is awesome. And you know, he ended up becoming a client later on, you know, but even if he didn't, the fact is, if he would have found an extra $2,000 a month when he was getting into his 60s, that's a big deal. That makes a big deal for him. What would have happened if I would have shrunk out of fear? What would have happened if I said, you know what, based on making more money, I'm just going to take this path? Or especially as I was able to retire again a few years ago, what happened if I just said, you know what, I don't need to play a bigger game. I don't need to do anything humongous, which, by the way, I still believe to some level. I do believe that I do not have to become a household name. Now, that's not my goal at all. My goal is simply just to be able to deliver the right value, the right people, the people that can absolutely use it the most. And so, like, you know, even when I retired, I could have just kept this stuff more to myself and just, you know, occasionally help people out and just did my thing and just kept investing and growing and doing what I've done. But, you know, like that, there's no purpose behind it. And I've talked about this before, is that financial freedom, you got to have some purpose with it. Like, it's not enough just to become rich. It's not enough just to get out of the rat race and to take care of your family. That is selfish. It's got to be something more than that. So what can you do to bring more gifts out of your gifts, of your experiences, and the things that you've learned to benefit the lives of others? Because people are starving for what you have hidden within you. I guarantee it. And so I'm going to share some things that I shared with my client that I think would be very helpful. So here's a few questions I asked of her. I said, answer these questions before we have our first meeting, because the truth is, this is a hard thing for me to consult on, because this is all about you. It's not about me, but it's about what I can see that maybe you won't be able to see. And so here's a few questions I had her answer, and I want you guys to think about this for yourselves. So there's about four questions here that I've asked her. Number one, what do people keep asking you to do for them or help them with? So what do people keep asking you to do for them or help them with? You know, this is an easy way to find money, because if people keep asking you to do the same things over and over, and it could be something simple, it could be something from around the house. It could be like you're Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It, you know, and you do something and they say, hey, can you teach me how to do that? I want to learn how to do that. If you get people asking you to do that or just do it for them, that is money that you may or may not be capitalizing on right now. So what are things that people keep asking you to do for them? I remember that even when I retired the first time, I said, no more, I will not be a financial advisor. there were still people coming to me asking financial questions, which I thought was weird. Because I thought, like, man, like, it's funny because I had to really push and really, for 4 years, I had to work super dang hard to get a lot of new clients, you know, or even just get a few clients. It felt like it was hard work, you know? And then all of a sudden, when I wasn't looking for clients, then everybody was looking for me. And it was interesting. It revealed a lot to me because I was kind of pushing them away. And then I realized, why am I pushing these people away? They obviously want something, and I have something I can give them. And so at that time, like, I thought, okay, you know, what is it they really want? And a lot of them were looking for creative ways for cash flow, really. I mean, that's really what they were looking for, creative things to do to make better use of their money, which it just doesn't happen in the traditional financial world. And at that time, I was just moving away from the traditional financial advice, right? I was moving away from the conventional stuff about saving in mutual funds. They knew that I knew something different. They just felt it. They were like, it seems like you know something more. Like, there's something I could be doing differently. So I'd say, hey, you can do it with your mortgages. You can do this and this, refinance, free up some cash flow. You can pull some equity out, go and invest it, make cash flow there. Because if you focus on cash flow, not just investing it for the long haul, cash flow can actually create immediate returns and even offset your mortgage to the point where maybe your own mortgage payments have even paid for. Wouldn't that be cool, right? You know, that kind of thing, you know, and that would just blew people away. Like, whoa, I can have my mortgage paid for? Awesome. Which, by the way, I don't even say those words anymore because to me, that just is a no-brainer now. Now it's all about leverage and how to create more than the mortgage payment, right? But that's what really it was all about. And so that's what people kept asking me. They kept asking me the same questions. And instead of fighting it, eventually I just started to accept it. And that's what pulled me out of retirement by 2007 to start coaching people on this stuff. Question number two, what are 3 to 4 unique strengths that you bring to the table, even if it doesn't relate to business? So 3 to 4 unique strengths that you bring to the table, even if it doesn't relate to business. Now, why do I say 3 to 4, not just one? Well, because I guarantee that there's going to be plenty of people that have at least your one unique strength. But 3 or 4 unique strengths, very hard to find somebody who has the combination of strengths that you have. And this is what makes you unique. And by the way, if you're someone trying to go into business, or you already are in business, but you're looking to take it to that next level, this is something you really have to understand. You know, for example, for me, like, you know, I started to realize, I just said it here earlier in the show, you know, I'm not big on doing the business consulting piece. You know, people are like, hey, do you do business consulting? Or do you look at people's profit and loss statements? Yeah, I do. But is that my passion? No, not really. Even if I can do it, even if I have the skill set for it, and that's true, but I don't have a huge passion as much as I do for, all right, let's figure out what you have in your between your business and your personal monies, and what can we do to, you know, increase your cash flow and create that freedom for you, you know, get you out of that rat race. And so what are the 3 to 4 unique strengths? You know, like, I realized over time, like, for me, for example, being a teacher was one of those unique strengths. I've been told many times from people that have listened to the show, they say, you know, Chris, like, you just have this unique way of teaching things that's, it's different. It's different than the other financial people out there. Even the people that are teaching about getting out of the rat race, you still teach it differently. Well, you know what? Some of those things happened to me from, like, junior high on. Because, you know, the thing is, I was the kid that, you know, got the good grades, right? And I was getting tired of people, you know, thinking I was a nerd. And so what I do, I said, all right, I'm tired of people wanting to copy my homework. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, no, enough's enough. I'm just going to tell them how to do it. And so I dumb everything down. I was like, I would say, hey, it's kind of like this. You know, the way you do it's like this. And so I just dumb it down so that they would do it themselves and stop copying my homework. And that's kind of how it started, is I started to learn to teach things in a very simple way. Also, living in Japan, you know, I realized when I talked to Japanese people, especially about concepts that were foreign to them, it was interesting because a lot of times you have to teach them almost like a child. So I have to find easy ways to help them relate to what they were dealing with. And so that's kind of where a lot of that came from. As I, over the course of my life, I've been developing that gift to not only teach, but teach in a very simple way, even if they're complex concepts. And so that's like just one of those unique abilities. You know, I've had people say, hey, you really use multimedia well when you teach too, or, you know, you've done you have this unique way of being able to help me feel at comfort or feel at ease and things like that. Like, all these different things that you have, you want to figure out what those things are, because that is money. You know, those unique things, that gives you that niche. And through that niche, that can get you to be rich, right? And so, and if it doesn't relate to business, great. You know, that's even better. you know, one thing I learned is that, you know, people had told me, you know, when I would poll people, say, hey, what do you think is unique about me? Some people said, like, you know, hey, you're a great leader. Well, I remember, like, having to deal with, you know, two-year-old kids. I'm like, how can I be a leader in this situation when I'm taking care of two-year-olds at church? And I realized, hey, I can get on my knees and I can play with them. You know, there's different ways you can do it. And you'd end up developing these gifts probably outside of it. I'm also love to serve. That's one thing is a big thing for me. I love to get out and serve people. And so all these things make up a part of who I am and makes up a part of who you are. So think about what those 3 to 4 unique strengths are. So as a recap, question number one was, what do you people ask you to keep doing for them or help them with? Question number two is, what are 3 to 4 unique strengths that you bring to the table, even if it doesn't relate to business? And then three, what are 3 to 5 things, activities, values that you're passionate about? So basically, what are 3 to 5 passions? You know, it could be activities, could be different values, things like that in your life. What are you really passionate about? You know, what lights you up, right? What gets you lit? You know, what makes you really enjoy life? What brings that joy to you? That is essential. Hey, I might've been the guy that scored the 99th percentile on the math, right? Like in the top 1%, you know, in high school. That doesn't mean I wanted to be a mathematician, you know? And even the math that I do use today is way less than what I used in, you know, going through high school. In fact, I don't think I used any of the math I've used in high school. It's only from junior high back, you know? But you know, what are those things that you're passionate about? Like, you know, obviously, like, you know, I love to teach not just about money, but I like to teach more than that. If you've noticed, there's a bigger message that's just about money. It's about creating freedom, personal responsibility. Like, I'm really big on that and about not being a victim, but really, you know, being someone who takes control of their life. You know, those kind of things. What really lights you up? You know, what are the things that you can actually talk about all night long and not get tired of? You, I know it's 11 o'clock or midnight and you're like, wow, we're still talking about this. It excites you. That's the kind of thing you want to kind of center your life around. So what are those things? The fourth question, when around other people, do they say, one, there's three types of responses. So you want to think about what other people say or have said to you in the past. Do they say, A, you light up the room when you walk in? Like you just seem to light up the room, like they just seem drawn to you. B, when I hear you speak, I feel like I could trust you. Or C, I need to know what you know, or I love reading your posts. Like I love reading when you post things or blogs or whatever it might be. So A is, hey, you light up the room when you walk in, like I feel drawn to you. B is, when I speak, I feel like I could trust you. Or C is, I need to know what you know because I love reading your posts, right? These three things are key for a marketing standpoint, because if you light up the room and you walk in, you're probably more of a charismatic character. You probably need to be more on video and photos and things like that that draw people in. And that could be your magic, your little magic, your magic bean to create your beanstalk, right? It's that kind of thing right there. You know, when they say, when I hear you speak, I feel like I can trust you. I got this all the time. That's why I started doing podcasts more, because I realized that people were drawn, you know, not so much when I speak on stage, even though people still would come to me from speak on stage and think I am kind of charismatic. But the thing I've noticed the most that leverages me the most and gets the most, you know, most results for me is using my voice. People are just like, I don't even know what you do, Chris, but I feel like I should reach out to you. And I just feel like I trust you, or I feel like you have the answers for me. I just don't know exactly how you do it, but I know you have the answers, you know? That's where I realized, oh, maybe podcasts is something that works well for me, or doing audios. Even when I create content for my clients, I'm doing it with my audio, you know, not so much video, right? And then C, I need to know what you know. I love reading your posts. You know, like sometimes my wife will get this a lot because she really is good at writing, and they'll say, I want to know what you know. And she's kind of more of a charismatic character, but she's got that gift as well. I've had other friends and even clients where people read their books and say, oh my gosh, like this changed my life. And then when they get up to speak on stage, they're like, okay, that was cool, I guess. You know, they're not really that impressed. And so they're almost like, yeah, go write another book, because that's what really impressed them in the first place. They just have this way with words, you know, and that's where somebody might be better in doing things with writing or things like that, or get producing content. So anyways, those are just, a few of those areas that could really help a ton. So to recap those questions, you know, the first question was, what do people keep asking you to do for them or help them with? Two is, what are 3 to 4 unique strengths that you bring to the table, even if it doesn't really relate to business? Three is, what are 3 to 5 things or activities or values that you're passionate about? And then four is, when around other people, do they say you light up the room? Or when I hear you speak, I can just trust you? Or I need to know what you know? Or I love reading your posts or blogs, you know, that kind of thing. So I tell you, like, these four questions are essential for figuring out what those hidden gems are, those, that hidden moneymaker that's buried within you that can really help you out. You know, so in closing, like, I just want to talk, you know, share my own experience growing up, because, you know, maybe you hear who I am today, which is not the kid you would have met maybe 25, 30 years ago. You know, like, I was a very quiet, very reserved kid. I could not, I mean, even in high school, I got so nervous talking to people. Like, I would sweat just trying to talk to people and stutter because I was so nervous that what I said didn't matter. And I remember when I was 15, the book that absolutely just changed my life, and I know it might shock you, but the book that changed my life was called The Autobiography of Malcolm X. Yes, the one by Alex Hale. The Autobiography of Malcolm X. And there was something that just resonated with me. I mean, he was a pretty smart guy. I mean, he got in trouble. He got thrown in prison when he was young. You know, he was the guy that would memorize people's bets and things like that. And he would never write on paper, so there was no evidence, so he couldn't get condemned. But eventually, he got busted. Thrown in jail, ended up converting to Islam, right, to the Muslim religion, and ended up, you know, becoming the character that you know today. He read tons of books, got very well educated, was a guy that was very eloquent in his speaking. But more than that is that he had a fire. Like, he had just this absolute fire that would inspire people. I mean, so much so, he wasn't actually the leader of the group. He was just the public face because he was the one everybody wanted to hear. He was the guy that drew people in, right? And I remember that resonated with me. And I remember just feeling like I've got to have something to share. Like, I know I have something within me that is like there's a lion ready to wake up. But remember, I'm this reserved, quiet kid that didn't, you know, that people kind of ignored. And so the reality wasn't there. But I'll tell you, like, I still felt like there was that burning thing within me, like something to believe in, like something to really believe in firmly that would inspire people. And even though it wasn't reality at the time, that image stuck with me through the years and even to today. And that's the thing that's amazing, that it got me out of my shell. By the time I got to college, I started to open up more socially and become more of a social butterfly, actually almost to the extreme. I started to suffer my grades for one semester. I had to come right back and start to get serious again. But I mean, I was really all about, you know, connecting with people. And that's the thing I wanted the whole time. I was just so nervous. I wasn't socially adept, and I was in a small town where people just kind of pegged you into a certain label, and then that was it. But man, like, when I started to really find what I truly believed in, even as a financial advisor, I think one of the reasons I wasn't as successful is because I was just teaching what everybody else taught. When it became about what I wanted to infuse into it, when I started to infuse more of me into my work and more of what I believe and that kind of thing, that's when everything got better, more fun for me. But I didn't realize that other people were more attracted to it as well. And so, guys, I'm telling you, do not hide your light under a bushel. You know, it is not the time to do that. Like, you are someone that needs to be out there. And it may not, like I said, it may only be benefiting a few people, but it could be many. But the thing I promise that is, you go and you try to serve people with those gifts, those talents, and you're something, it's something that lights you up. This is where everybody benefits. And imagine a world where people did things that made them unique, that really added value to the world and solved problems for people in unique ways and allowed them to really get all the benefits they need to get from this world. What would that world be like? That's the kind of thought I want to leave you with today. So guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week, and I hope you do no longer will hide that light under a bushel and let that fire, that lion come out from within you. You guys, we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.